Tofrei Shayin, and we'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Sif Aleph B'Chofei B'Chislev Maschilin Ches Yimei Chanukah. An Chofei Chislev begin the 8 days of Chanukah, Vasurin B'Hespid V'Tainis, and it is usur to give a Hespid or to fast on those days of Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah begins with the Hagdama that we get in the Rambam, that in Bayesheni, when the Yevonim made Gzeris and they were bimavatal the practice of Yiddishkeit, and then they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they were Machrif things and they were Metama things until Hashem had Rachmanis and saved them. The Bnei Chashmonoi were Mizgaber over the Yevonim, and the Malchus Yisrael returned for 400 years, to about 400 years. On Chav Hei B'Kislev, they came into the Beis HaMikdash. They found the Pach Shemen, B'chosoma Shekon Godol. They lit from it, and it burned for 8 days. Because of that, Chazal were metakin it as Yimei Simcha V'Halel and Hadlokas Neris. And the Rambam concludes that it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan like Kriyas HaMegillah. Therefore, Chazal went ahead and said that they're also Osir Behesper Ovetainis. Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a time that the Aniyim go around asking for money dafka on Chanukah. Aval mutarim basiyas malacha. There's no iser malacha on Chanukah. V'nogis hanoshim shlolasas malacha ba'od shaneris dolkis. The women have a minig of not doing malacha while the neris are burning. V'yashmishom reshein lohaka lahem. And some say that there is a yisod to that minig and you should not be makel. Dafka Noshim, some have a minig that men as well, and what's the reason? To show that it's also to be Mishtamish La'ora, that you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for your own private work. Now, why is it that it's that you're not allowed to be Makel in front of Shein La'okalem? This is what's called Dvarma Mutarim Vachem Nogamem Isser, where you have a minig to do something that it goes further than the Halacha. In front of them, you're not allowed to be Makel. In a case, in a place where the minig is that women do not work all of Chanukah or men don't work all of Chanukah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're supposed to be mevatel at minig because there's no source to it, and batola is going to end up bringing people to Dei Avera. Siv Beis. Ribui hasudis shemar b'mem hein sudis harishus shlo kovam l'mishtu v'simcha. The Mechaber Shita is that they were not koveya the days of Chanukah from Mishtu v'simcha. Therefore, if you have a Chanukah mesiba, that is only a mesibas rishus. It's not a mitzvah. What's the reason? So there's the famous Lavush here, where Lavush says that on Purim, where the threat was against the lives of the Jews, even if Chas v'Shalom, they would agree to be mishtamed, the Haman would not have kept them alive. Whereas in Chanukah, they were not interested in the lives of the Jews. Chas v'Shalom, had the Jews been mishtamed, they would have been very happy. So on Purim, the Yeshua was to the guf. Therefore, we celebrate it with the guf. Whereas on Chanukah, it was to the neshama. That's why we celebrate it with hoidoya, and we do not celebrate it with machal u'mishta. This is the shitas ha-mechaber. Says the Rama, Hagav yeshomim sheyes k'tzas mitzvah b'ribui yasudis. The Rama says, some say that there is some reason for ribui suda. The ba'os na'yomim hoya chanukah samizbeach. Because in those days was the chanukah samizbeach. First of all, the building of the Mishkan ended on Chaf Hei Kislev, but Hashem said to wait for Nisan, because that's when Yitzchak was born, Yitzchak Avinu. So that's why Hashem said to wait, and He said, I'll pay Chaf Hei Kislev back in the future. And on Chaf Hei Kislev, when the Cheshmeran came back, they actually did make a Chanukah Samizbeach. V'nogin lomer zmiros v'sishpachas besudis shemarim behem v'ozev a sudis mitzvah. If you say shiros v'sishpachas, that turns it into a sudis mitzvah. This same halacha applies to a sudas v'shus, which is nisuei amhoretz for a bas talmud chacham. A bas talmud chacham to an amhoretz is not a sudas mitzvah. But if you say shiris v'sishpachas, it becomes a sudas mitzvah. That's why they're knowing at a sheva brachas also that the chosn is dorish, that he darshens, because the Torah that he says will turn it into a sudas mitzvah. The minig of singing him down is supposedly, they say this B'Shem G'dol Yisrael, is the tzibur telling him that he's a Talmud Chacham and that the Suda is a Sudas Mitzvah even without his Divrei Torah. Further, Yesh omrim sheyesh lechol gvin. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Marshal that you should be careful that the Sudas should be full of Torah and not be spent playing cards. Yesh omrim sheyesh lechol gvina bechanek lefishanes nasa becholav shechilo Yehudis es oyev. Yehudis, who was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was kidnapped by Heliphornus, and what she did was she gave him milk to drink so that he would fall asleep. And then she chopped his head off. Ubarchu kulam, the Mishnah Berurah says. They all ran away. So that was a special nes that was done with cholov, and as a result of it, we have a minig on Chanukah of eating macholei cholov.